1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
By the way, not that it matters to the people that killed him or anybody over in that part of the world for that matter, but Daniel Pearl was an expectant father. Oh, I understand. Yes, I know. So were so many of the Palestinians who've been gunned down over the years by the Israelis. Blah, blah, blah. So were so many of the poor peoples of the Islamic worlds gunned down by the Zionists, yada, yada, yada. So I get it. So in other words, to make everything right, what you do is you take a reporter, a guy from America, the freest country in the world. Do you understand that? Yes, of course you understand that. That's why you're saving all of your money, so you can come over and go to Disney World. You have the luxury of criticizing this country only because you get to, only because it's possible to do it. So a reporter from the freest country in the world goes over to try and tell a story, so what do? You kill him. That makes perfect sense. Of course not. By the way, this whole thing about a guerrilla army fighting for us, the Northern Alliance. Let me explain something to whoever doesn't get this. In Vietnam, we went on the ground, and we fought, and we died, and we bled, and we got our asses kicked. Basically, we were a surrogate army trying to prop up the other side of a civil war, the other side of which, by the way, was getting its ass kicked and was losing and wasn't going to win no matter how much money and guns we poured into that fight down there. There was no way South Vietnam was ever going to win. No way. Can we get that out of the way once and for all? And I ain't fighting the Vietnam War all over again, so if you feel like calling up and talking about that, forget it. Isn't going to happen. I'm telling you the facts. So we learned, because we put 50,000 guys into body bags, what you do is, if you have a political situation on the ground that can be exploited in your favor, you supply one of the warring parties, and you give them logistical and tactical support. The Russians did that all through the Cold War. That's how they won in Vietnam. That's how they won in other places that I can't think of right now, but I know they did. In any event, well, Laos, Cambodia, you name it. Africa. They weren't putting Russian troops on the ground. The one time they did, you know what happened. It's a little place called Afghanistan. So we don't do that. We learned our lesson. We give the money to the Northern Alliance. Are these guys sweethearts? Do you want your daughter to go out with them? I don't know. Probably not. What difference does that make? The fact of the matter is, they took out the guys that we wanted taken out. Now they got a situation on the ground there where there is a political climate that's unstable, and maybe we're going to have to give them a few more guns. Maybe we'll have to drop a few more bombs. We're doing it from 50,000 feet up, thank you very much. We're not pouring American guys into body bags doing it. That's one lesson that we learned from the Vietnam War. You exploit the political situation on the ground to your advantage. And so what's the Taliban do? They sit down there on the ground shaking their fist at the sky and going, how dare you use airplanes and superior technology? Why don't you get on the ground here and fight us like men? Whatever, Ahmed. Yeah, okay. You wouldn't like that either, baby. I got news for you. You want us to come on the ground and fight you face to face? You wouldn't see us before we got there. So that's why we're using Northern Alliance. Do I think they're the greatest guys that ever walked the face of the earth? I don't know. What do I want? I want that Al-Qaeda scumbag, Bin Laden, all of his pals, all of his friends, all the guys that he trained, in every cell around the world, stuffed in an oven. And like I said, I don't care how we do it. If it's the CIA walking into an apartment in Munich, Germany, or going into a flat in London, or walking into a home in Seattle, Washington, and oops, just happened to drop a hand grenade, or messed with the wiring in the house, or, flammable material got caught in the chimney and they all burned up. Ooh, I'm feeling real bad about that one. The way to make it happen is you make them feel as insecure as they've made the rest of the world feel. You make them afraid to fall asleep. You make them sleep with one eye open. You make them afraid to go into the toilet and take a crap, sit down and have a cup of coffee, go out and buy a newspaper, because they don't know when, if, or how somebody's going to come around the corner with a Walther PPKS, stick the freaking barrel behind their ear, and blow half their head off. Because that's how you fight that war. Now, I'm sorry if you were born too late to be involved in the big party that was the campus radicalism of the late 1960s. But guess what? Man, this ain't it. This ain't it. This is not it. This is not that. This, whatever you guys are doing now, is like a real, kind of a wannabe joke. I mean, you look kind of stupid if you, I'm sorry, I hate to have to break the news to you. You look really stupid. Read up, man. Get some new slogans instead of this, oil war and, monopoly, colonialist, hegemonist war. Get something new going on, all right? Quit repeating all the crap that was like, done and buried back in like 1968. All right, what are we talking about? Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter, was killed. Oh, he was over there, and that's just the breaks? Well, no, that ain't the breaks. The guys that killed this guy are the very same people that flew those planes into the buildings in New York. If you don't think so, forgive me, you ain't too bright. The very same people. All right, Michael, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey. Maybe you've covered this before, and I don't know, because I haven't. I just moved to the air, so I haven't listened to you. Earlier, you said that you'd be willing to jump into a uniform.
You got it.
Okay. 20 minutes after that, you said you were on a campus during Vietnam.
That's right.
How come you weren't in a uniform?
Because the Vietnam War was bullcrap. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Look, I said I wasn't going to fight that war. The Vietnam War was a different time, a different place, and a different war. It was a colonialist war, and there have been mistakes made by my country. This is not the time or the place to talk about them. All bets are off after 9/11. You want to sit back and chit-chat about America's mistakes? We could do that. We could have done it. But somebody flew some planes into a building and pissed us off, so we don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about the plight of the Palestinian people. I don't want to talk about the plight of the poor, suffering Islamic peoples at the hands of America. I don't want to talk about any of it. I don't want to hear from anybody living in this country on a student visa from Syria with some complaints about America. You best keep your head down. What do you think of that? And I ain't talking about that but in the sense that you think I'm talking about it, which means that you get to be profiled and harassed. All I'm saying is there are priorities right now, and one of the priorities we don't have is your problems. Here's Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Mike, I happen to agree with everything you say. I hope you understand that most of what you're saying is more truthful than most people realize in this country.
Like what,
and
for instance?
That's basically all I have to say.
Well, okay. Thank you. I was going to ask him, like, what is more truthful, but what is more truthful? That, coming up next hour, along with our big giveaway of a mission pack with painted fruit. All right, here is Larry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, you are God. Listen, I kind of figured it out. There's no one oppressing me or anything, and it's relatively pretty, and it's not polluted. And the goal is to get here. This is the destination.
No, it's not.
No, not Miami. I know you've been here, but
yeah, that ain't
this
the goal,
country.
Man. I got
the country.
Well, that's okay. Thank you.
No, Phil. I mean the country to get here to our country. That is the goal.
The goal and is like, Vancouver.
I would. Well, I mean, I live here, and this is a dump. But if
it's
like
fine.
That's why people die in cargo containers coming here. And that's why they're killing each other to decide who gets to come here.
If they can't get here, then they kill us because they're angry that we live here and they don't.
Exactly.
That's the other part of the equation. If they can't make it over here and live here, speaking of living in South Florida, when I was down there, I think they had some dirtbag running Haiti. This was just before Clinton went down and got Aristide repositioned. Now, I don't know what's happening in Haiti right now. But I know that the people that ran Haiti, their wives would fly up to Miami to go shopping. Shoe shopping and clothes shopping. And a lot of the scumbags that ran South American countries would do that. And then every now and again, I'll never forget when I was at the Floridian Hotel at Disney World, and I was there with my family, I'd get off the elevator, there were two guys, Middle Eastern cats, sitting there reading magazines. These guys were working security for some family of oil barons from, take your pick, UAR, I don't know what the hell it is, Saudi Arabia, one of them places. And Well, that's really cool. So I went to bed and thought about it a little bit more. And then went out, I picked a fight with one of them, and they threw me over the banister, and I decided I'd avoid them. No, I, you get out of my country, you stinking air. Look, I don't care who comes here and who enjoys the country. That's fine. But the lie is that America is some kind of a toilet, and if we could just get rid of America, the whole world would be just a jolly good place, man. What the hell you think you got if we ain't here? You got nothing, man. You pull the plug on America, the rest of the world goes down the toilet. Now, you don't have to believe me, but that's the fact. Pull the plug on this country, and the whole world goes swirling down the John after us. The whole world. Who you got then? You got your Islamic paradise. That's what you got. Crapping in the street, beating up women, cutting off hands, and riding bicycles. All right! What a party, man. I want a part of that. Jeez. Just, hey, what do you... But I got to take a dump. Well, what are you doing? All I got to do is lift up my gown and just squat right here in a ditch. That's the Islamic Republic. Oh, okay. Am I being racist now? Are you saying, see, I can hear what a lot of you say. Oh, that's racist, and that's, no, it isn't. It's a comment on a particular aspect of this Islamic jihad disease that says a society that brutalizes people is somehow superior in the goal. I got this whole news report I was looking yesterday about the Hajj and everybody going to Mecca, and I'm a little bit tired of hearing all about it. I'm as sick of hearing about Islam as I was sick of hearing about Christianity growing up, okay? I'd like to make up my own mind. I never really thought much about Islam at all until you dirtbags started killing people. Then I thought about you a whole lot, and I didn't like what I was thinking about either. I didn't much spend too much time thinking about Islam or Muslim or Mohammedism or whatever it was until reporters started getting their brains blown out and guys started flying planes into buildings. And then I started thinking a lot about it. And what I was thinking wasn't good. Should have kept a lower profile. Now there's a whole bunch of people pissed off, and they're all called Americans. And guess what? We got nuclear weapons. Do you think I'm kidding? See, what happened after 9/11 was this. For the first time in my life, I heard Americans talking about using nuclear weapons. I'm not talking about the government now. I mean people on the street. I mean the rank and file. I mean people in coffee shops, standing in line at Starbucks, waiting in line at a movie queue, waiting in line to get their dry cleaning, talking about just letting the nuclear arsenal go. Now that is how angry we got. So, like I said, I'm ready to rock and roll. I don't know about anybody else. This is a world war. Anybody in this country don't believe it? You don't think we've already started World War III? This is World War III. That's what we're involved in right now. It's global. It's a war. People are dying, and it's going to go on for a long time. It's World War III. Now, you think we can have a world war without there being some casualties? Maybe you think we can have a world war and still do a $30 million weekend for Britney Spears' movie? I don't know. Maybe we can. But that's what we're in right now. Can we have a world war and Britney Spears, too? Maybe. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What we're talking about is this. U.S. officials told NBC News on Thursday that a video shows kidnapped Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl being killed by his Islamic extremist captors in Pakistan. Pearl's family said they were shocked and saddened by his death, adding they believed no human being was capable of harming such a gentle soul. Well, apparently they were. In Beijing, a grim-faced President Bush denounced the murder and said those who would engage in criminal barbaric acts need to know that these crimes only hurt their cause and only deepen the resolve of the United States of America. The State Department said its embassy in Pakistan had received the evidence that Pearl was dead and informed his family. Well, you talk about stupid. That's what we're dealing with. Some of the dumbest people in the history of the world. Let's kill a reporter. How freaking difficult is it going to be to exterminate these rats? I mean, seriously. You know, the only thing that's really going to back us up is any political sensibility in this country that maybe we're spending too much money on this war on terror, and perhaps it's a little inconvenient to be, you know, having have our shoes checked at the airport, and maybe the money would be best spent, this Homeland Security thing, blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing that's going to... These people are so dumb. I talked to a guy the other day at a party. He says he thinks, and I think I heard Cheney say it too, and I've heard a few people say it, there will be another terror attack on American soil. I'm not so sure. I don't know if these guys are bright enough to mount anything past what they did on 9/11. Honest to God, I mean, the American people can be lazy. There's no doubt about it. They can really be lazy, and they can really get into kind of a panic mode, too, where we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And if you're going to get anything by a people, sometimes the American people are just the ones to get it by. But these people, this Al-Qaeda group, are about as stupid as they come. Now, they got a few guys with a few brains at the very top and a couple of dollars. Other than that, they got these guys killing reporters. Flying airplanes into the World Trade Center wasn't the brightest move either. That was conducted, by the way, allegedly by middle class, upper middle class, educated young students from the Middle East who had been schooled in Europe, living in the United States, wise to the ways of our culture. All of that intelligence, all of those supposed brains, and they fly planes into the World Trade Center. You know what? Maybe they ain't that bright. Money can't buy you brains, that's for sure. Bin Laden was so smart that after he pulled that job off, he got the only friends that he's got in the entire world thrown out of Afghanistan, the Taliban. That's another bright move. I mean, just exactly how stupid are these guys? Bush says that this is going to be a war that's going to go on for many, 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 many years. I don't necessarily disagree with him, because we have a country of people that, unless there's a headline thrown at them every day, I mean every day, unless we get a really sexy headline thrown at us, we do tend to relax and drift back into our ways of, it's Thursday night's Friends on? And what's the new pilot that Phil Hendry's producing for NBC? When's that going to be? You know, we just sort of, we relax. So maybe it will take years. But if we really got our act together, man, and pulled our heads out of wherever they happen to be, like out of the Phil Hendry pilot, we could put these guys down in a couple of years. They're the dumbest group of people that I've ever seen in my life, just from a propaganda standpoint. Just from a propaganda standpoint. Let's talk about this jihad they were supposed to have fomented right after 9/11. Now, there's Bin Laden. He's on a videotape, and he's asking all Muslims to come into the battle. The battle has been joined. Join up with other Muslim fighters. We are going up against the barbaric West. We're going to go up against America, and we're going up against the Crusaders, because he was using that highly charged word crusader that Bush, unfortunately, he didn't have a speechwriter or anybody reviewing his speeches. Somebody let that word go. But anyway, and we're going to really get it on, baby, so let's get going. Well, what did he get? He got maybe a couple thousand guys poured in from Pakistan. The other 10,000 just stood around on the street pumping their fist in the air, and that was it. I think not only do they not have too much in the way of brains, but I think when it comes to actually getting people involved in the fight, they're a little short on balls. Now, I know the guys that got involved in it, yeah, they got some guts. I happen to be of the school of thought that says it does take some balls to fly an airplane into a building. I didn't say brains, and I didn't necessarily say morality. It takes a couple of ounces of courage to do that, right? But that ain't a whole lot of guys, man. You got a couple of thousand guys like John Walker, who hasn't bathed or shaved in a few days. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. But think about that, okay? You think about that.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
On Thursday, Fahad Nassim, an Islamic militant also charged in the kidnapping of Dan Pearl, told a judge that the journalist was seized because he was, quote, anti-Islam and a Jew, end quote, according to the guy's lawyer. Anti-Islam and a Jew. Well, there you go. So it's a new genocide against the Jews, and it's just that they've added Americans. Kill Americans and Jews, that's what these guys are all about. So isn't it a sensible thing? In fact, let's just go into our recent past and quote the words of Malcolm X. Malcolm X said it. Self-defense is not only what is called for, it's logical, it's sensible. It would be stupid to do anything other than to defend yourself. So there's a group of people who are bent on destroying you. Because you're a Jew, or because you're American, or because you're both, well, then it makes sense to defend yourself, all right? And all the discussions in the world, man, ain't going to get them from taking that barrel away from your neck. All of the chit-chat and all of your inconvenience at the airport. Because like I said, when they had that bomb scare at LAX, and I saw the people are standing around, I said, hey, man, get used to it, because this is the way it's going to be. I'll never forget, I was driving onto the lot. May I drop a name here? Paramount Studios, because I'm a big shot now. I got a TV deal. So anyway, no, actually, I was driving onto the lot of Paramount Studios, oh, a couple of weeks after 9/11, and I was there to do a voiceover for a TV show. I was going to do a line in a movie, and they were doing serious security at the gate. They had mirrors, and they had guys checking the trunk of your car, and they were double-checking my driver's license, etc. And I finally got into the studio that I was working in, and there were people complaining about it. One of the producers walked in. Oh, this is ridiculous. I said, you know what? Get used to it. I didn't even know this guy. Maybe it's one of the reasons why I haven't been hired back by that company either. I just said to the guy, I don't even know who the guy was. He was one of the producers. I said, get used to it, pal. They got bomb-sniffing dogs over at Fox. And I was driving onto NBC 2 days ago. And they were double-checking my ID and looking at me and looking at the picture. And, well, maybe it was because I drew a mustache on my picture because I was bored one day waiting in line for a movie. But still, get used to it. That's the way it is. And it could get worse. And as far as I'm concerned, great. All right, here's Jeremy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I got a couple things to mention. First of all, I think you're right on the money with the things you're, and I'm a member of the Utah National Guard, 211th Aviation Unit. Half my unit just got back from Kuwait serving a 6-month rotation. And it's guys like that that are heroes or that are amazing and that are real men. And it's people like these Islamic militants who kill harmless reporters or fly planes into buildings that are just absolutely retarded morons. Do these people actually think that they were going to help their cause, or that they're going to progress their culture or their views?
Yes, they do.
By doing something like that?
Yes, they do. Thank you for your call. 1-800, yes, that's to answer your question, yes. Okay, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
That was Jeff Dowder calling in, by the way. Jeff, good to hear from you. What's up?
I don't think you can apply terms like courage or cowardice to a psychopathic mind. That's number one. Number two, the thing about the airport security, cry me a river. The last time I flew was 15 years ago, and I waited 10 hours in Dallas for no other reason than the fact that I picked a stupid airline.
The last time you flew was 15 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I haven't left Florida in 15 years.
Even to go on vacation? Even to take a trip someplace?
Well, I guess I lied to you. I did go to Atlanta to see my brother last time I went on vacation.
You flew?
No, we drove.
No, but you don't fly anywhere, huh?
No, I...
Are you a nervous flyer?
No, not at all. I just didn't really have a reason to.
Oh, wow, okay.
See ya.
Okay, bye. That was enlightening. I found out more about him than I did about anything having to do with terrorists or Pakistan. He hasn't flown in 15 years. I found that interesting. Not because he's afraid of flying, but because he just doesn't have anywhere to go. Okay, here is Kyle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Yeah, all I've got to say is I want to know why this these people are so worried about these detainees in Cuba and their rights, and they are directly related to killing all these innocent people in New York. Why do they have rights? And why is it so... I don't know how to explain
well,
it. Why is it so...
Because the people want to make sure that... You know, that we are a civilized country and that we don't lower ourselves to the level of the dirtbags that we're fighting. And it's a legitimate question, okay? But the question's been answered. These are not prisoners of war. These are unlawful combatants. They weren't wearing a uniform. They were not part of any uniformed army. They weren't part of any, they weren't marching under the flag of any nation. They were a group of...
That's what gives them less rights.
Well, it gives them the rights that they are accorded as unlawful combatants, which was articulated someplace, and it includes you're allowed to have medical care, you are allowed to worship religiously, you are allowed to food, you are allowed to have shelter, you're allowed to have a bed, but you're not allowed to have your own PX, you don't get to buy your own cigarettes, you don't get to have mail service, you don't get to have... I think there's some other things that POWs are entitled to, which I don't know because I'm really informed, aren't I? But you know what I'm talking about. It's really upsetting for us to have to sit here and worry about the rights of dirtbags like Al-Qaeda, but we're Americans, so we do those kinds of things. We had the debate. The debate was settled. Now we're moving on. Anybody else that wants to challenge it is an idiot, wasting their time and their breath, and I really question their motives. It was a legitimate question. Are we treating the guys, these Al-Qaeda clowns, are we treating them humanely? We're Americans. We aren't Pakistani dirtbag Islamic terrorists. We're not Al-Qaeda. We don't come from Saudi Arabia. We don't come from Iran. We don't come from Iraq. We come from America. So we happen to care about little things like human rights, even when they are the rights of some pile of garbage that was trying to murder us. That's what we do. That's what we do. Some people think we're stupid. Maybe some people think we're weak. Maybe some people don't get it. Most people just don't get it. Well, that's what we do. Don't understand it? Well, you know, we'd be happy to explain it to you, but maybe you're not bright enough to understand it anyway. But that's what we do. Now, we had a debate. Are these guys prisoners of war, or are they illegal combatants? It's been decided. They're illegal combatants. Next. Now, anybody that wants to pursue it further than that... really doesn't have a leg to stand on. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're F. Lee Bailey and Clarence Darrow rolled into one. You ain't got a legal leg to stand on. You're doing it just because you're bored, just because you have the time and the money to do it, just because you want to throw a little monkey wrench into the system, just because you want to get noticed, just because you want to make life a little difficult for some political enemy that you may have in the United States, because you're partisan. Who knows why you're doing it? But you're doing it for reasons other than the fact that you care about these guys and their rights. You know, and I know, you don't. The question was asked, are they prisoners of war? And the question was answered, no. They do not fight under the flag of any country, any army. They were not uniformed. They were no more than guys working for any psycho, like Jim. If Jim Jones had an army, if the People's Temple had an army, People's Temple would have more of a legitimate army than these guys. So no, they don't. Right now, they are down in Guantanamo, and they are getting food, and they're allowed to worship religiously, and they are sleeping on mats, and they have blankets, and they have jumpsuits, and they've got toilet paper, and they got soap, and their lives today are better than they ever were living up in the caves of Afghanistan. Their lives today are sweet. In fact, the latest word is that a lot of these Guantanamo detainees, speaking to their religious advisors down there, and the United States Army and Marines have brought in... The U.S. Armed Forces, I should say, have brought in Muslim counselors and religious clerics to help them with their service. And they've told these men, you know what? We were misled. We were lied to by bin Laden. We were lied to by our leaders. Look where we are. Look what's happened to us. What of our movement's bullcrap? I mean, these guys, some of them are coming around. It's the old Stockholm Syndrome, but, you know, every little bit helps. as opposed to our soldiers down there who have had to build extra barracks and they're sleeping on dirt floors. If you're feeling bad about those Camp X-Ray guys, those Al-Qaeda guys, our Marines right now are sleeping on dirt floors. So the question's been asked and it's been answered. They're not POWs. Too bad. Wish we could engage you on this one, but we can't. 1-800-449-8686. Sam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why
yes, sir.
Are you so friendly with the dictator, the self-appointed president of Pakistan?
Well, if you were listening to me, you'd know.
And those are the guys who killed our.
Well, if you were listening to you, if you were listening to me, you'd know that I'm not friendly. I already called the guy a scumbag.
No, I'm talking about why are we so friendly?
Why are we?
Washington,
because he's got something we need.
Huh?
He's got something that we need.
What do we need from them?
We need airspace, and we need the political and military support of Pakistan to get to Afghanistan and the Al Qaeda.
No. We cannot put our soldiers there. They have not allowed that. They have simply allowed.
Yes, they have allowed that. Yes, they have allowed that.
Well, but these guys are the ones who built the thugs in Afghanistan.
They're the what?
What do you call them?
Right. Well, right now we need their support. We need their airspace and their logistical support in helping us root out Al Qaeda. What am I saying here that you don't get? What? I don't understand.
Well, the thing is, this Pakistanis, they have done a lot of harm.
Yeah,
they,
I know.
They killed our reporter now.
Yeah.
And they're full of fanatics.
Well, the people that killed the reporter are terrorists.
Well, Pakistan is full of terrorists.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Right.
So why are you so friendly with terrorists?
I just explained it to you. You want me to go over it again? I will.
Because right now the government of Pakistan can provide logistical and geographic support for our
military operations in Afghanistan.
We can do without them.
No, we cannot. We cannot get to Afghanistan without their airspace.
Well, the planes are flying from the ships.
Yeah, and you got to fly over Pakistan to get to Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Sam. There, did I explain it to you? No. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So Daniel Pearl has been confirmed dead, and they videotaped it, and they mailed it off, and they're just moving toward their great Islamic paradise. It's going to be great, man. I can't wait for those cats to take over. It's just neat, some of the things they've got going on, isn't it? It's, wow. You talk about a group of people that have got their act together. Let's see. Let's kill a man with his hands tied behind his back, videotape it, send it to his wife. And what else? When we're not beheading women in the middle of a soccer stadium for not wearing their, you know, burlap sack, not wearing their shopping bag over their head, then we can beat somebody up for, listening to, like Johnny Burnett. I don't know. What's Johnny Burnett, like you're 16, it's number one in Afghanistan, and some guy gets beaten to death. Okay, Okenya, is it?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I had a couple of comments to make about, you know, Afghanistan, these guys in Guantanamo Bay and all that kind of thing. And I remember when all this first started, okay, and President Bush, you know, came on TV and said, if you support terrorism, if you harbor terrorists, if you give them a single dime of financial support, you know, you will be dealt with as a terrorist.
Right.
As supporting terrorism.
Yeah.
Okay, which, great, okay. I feel that, you know, I mean, if you give, you know, taking that literally, okay, if you give a terrorist a dime, 10 cents, okay, I mean, what are they going to do with that? They can't even make a phone call, okay? But if you go on a mass media, television, radio, newspaper, magazine, and give 10 words of support to terrorists or terrorist activities, you're doing a lot more to support, you know, what they're doing, their actions, and, you know,
well, like who's
their
doing
activities
that?
Than you could ever do by giving them money.
Well, who's doing that?
The Red Cross.
Well, okay. I mean, the Red Cross.
Louis Farrakhan.
The Red Cross is saying that there needs to be some basic.
Jesse Jackson.
Well,
you know.
Look, I mean the Red Cross is saying that there has to be some basic level of human need met. I mean, well, let me ask you this. Okay,
that's equivocal to treason as far as I'm concerned.
Well, wait a hold on. Let me ask you this. Look, I don't like these guys any more than you do.
Right.
But one of the things that I cling to is the sense that I'm a civilized man, and I was raised in a civilized society, that frankly, I really believe that America is the civilized model for the rest of the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I wouldn't be a man. And I don't think I'd be, you know, any kind of a civilized man if I said, well, you know what, you treated our guys bad, so we're going to make you crawl around in the dirt and the slime. And there's something that I need. Forget those guys. I'm doing it for me, that I give them basic medical attention, basic, you know, food and shelter. One of the things to think about is when you treat these people with a certain level of dignity, it gets the wheels turning inside of their puny little brains, and they start asking themselves questions like, what have I been doing with my life?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, well, and a few,
you know,
of them, like I mentioned,
that they still possess a conscience.
A few of them, like I mentioned, have expressed this to their Muslim clerics and counselors that they've been talking to. Is, you know, we were lied to. And we were misled by bin Laden. You look at these people. These are people whose lives are lost, man. I mean, they came out of some ghetto in Pakistan, and they were told some load of baloney about how they were going to spread the Islamic paradise, and they're on their knees in an orange jumpsuit. The orange jumpsuit alone would make me want to convert to being like a more decent person. Being paraded around in an orange jumpsuit just clashes with my fashion sense, you know. And I think that's something to think about. When you are treated with a level of dignity by captors who, by all rights, should put a bullet through your head,
oh,
it gets you to think maybe a little bit about who and what you are and what you've been doing with your life and who you've been, you know, lending your allegiance to. So, you know, Jesse Jackson, God bless you, Jesse, man. You just keep your big fat mouth going. You know, you keep us honest, man. Everybody knows you're full of crap, but I got no problem with Jesse. You just keep right on blowing your hot air. You know, and Jesse Jackson's a Christian minister. I would expect him to say things that have to do with a level of compassionate treatment of human beings. I don't care about Al-Qaeda. I care about me, and I care about my country, and I don't want to see us slip to the level of a dog. So it makes me feel good, actually, that we're giving them... I'm not saying we're giving these guys a movie on Friday night, and the new Britney CD is down there. We're giving these guys three squares and a mat to sleep on. Hey, better than what I got. Kidding. Phil Hendry Show.